USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A reaffirmation of the Biden administration's long-stated commitment to a two-state solution in the Middle East in D.C. Sunday morning, when America's top diplomats spoke at the J Street Conference, a gathering of pro-Israel, pro-peace Americans. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken also condemned the rise in hate speech worldwide.
We're not only denouncing anti-Semitism whenever we see it, but we're standing with Jewish communities wherever they're victims of such hatred, and working to build broad coalitions across government, as well as across civil society, to join together in beating back the scourge.
House Democratic leader-elect Hakeem Jeffries, a Democrat from New York, was on ABC this week. He says he wants to work with Republicans, but also wants to help the American people and those that haven't been able to benefit from economic booms.
We know what our mission is. Fight for lower costs, fight for better paying jobs, fight for safer communities, defend democracy, fight for reproductive freedom, put the public interest first, and ensure economic opportunity in every single corner of America.
Teenagers are hacking big business.
The Biden administration announced that the U.S. would investigate recent hacks linked to a teenage cyber criminal group known as Lapsus that focuses on extortion. The Homeland Security Secretary said its goal is to, quote, evaluate how this group has allegedly impacted some of the biggest companies in the world, in some cases with relatively unsophisticated techniques. Some high-profile victims include Uber, Microsoft, and Samsung. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Severe weather systems are hitting in the east and west this weekend, bringing snow, rain, and plunging temperatures. In Minnesota, high winds whipped up snow and sent temperatures plunging into the single digits. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. New York Senator Chuck Schumer held a press conference in Manhattan Sunday warning that New York City and Long Island hospitals are nearing the brink of RSV infection cases in children, and calling on the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to be ready to help, whether it to be additional staff, equipment such as respirators, or even setting up temporary structures for area hospitals who request it.
I am calling on the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to be at the ready and take immediate action when New York City and Long Island hospitals say they need support to take this wave head on and keep our kids safe.
Republican Herschel Walker, known largely for his star football career with the University of Georgia Bulldogs, took pictures with fans near Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Down the street, filled with signs reminding people about Election Day, a Dogs for Warnock booth gave out pins for Senator Raphael G. Warnock, a Democrat, and urged people to commit to voting. Both campaigns took advantage of Saturday's Southeastern Conference championship game between Georgia and LSU to appeal to voters ahead of Tuesday's Senate runoff. In ads broadcast to millions of people watching the game, Walker's former football coach praised his drive and work ethic, while Democrats showed footage of voters reacting with disbelief to Walker's musings on the campaign trail, including a comparison of vampires and werewolves. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.